New Orleans Jazz Festival canceled for second straight year over coronavirus fears. By Simon Kent on August 9, 2021. The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival set down for the fall has been canceled, with organizers explaining Sunday the ongoing public health emergency driven by the coronavirus epidemic is to blame. Among the bands scheduled to perform was the Rolling Stones, who were scheduled to take to the stage October 13, UPI reports. Popularly known as Jazz Fest, the 10-day festival was also axed last year for the same reason. As a result of the current exponential growth of new COVID cases in the New Orleans and the region and the ongoing public health emergency, we must sadly announce that the 2021 edition of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival presented by Shell, scheduled to take place October 8-17, 2021, will not occur as planned, festival organizers said in a statement. The festival will be rescheduled for its normal 2 weeks in the spring, and is now set to run next year with the hope of recapturing some of the excitement and public engagement of past events. News of bleak future of the mass public event came on the same weekend former U.S. President Barack Obama and his selected Hollywood elite gathered maskless to celebrate his 60th birthday, as Breitbart News reported. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell was left to mourn the cancellation of her event, which attracts thousands to the city, saying it was appropriate but really disappointing. "We believe that the Jazz Fest organizers made the right call, heartbreaking though it is," she said in a statement. "The Delta variant has created an extremely dangerous environment, threatening the lives of our children and vulnerable populations and threatening our hopes for an economic recovery. We now look forward to next spring, when we will present the festival during its traditional time frame," the statement read. Next year's dates are April 29 to May 8, 2022. The annual event is one of the major economic engines for New Orleans, attracting an older and affluent crowd for its two-week runs. Nearly 500,000 people attended in the pre-coronavirus days of the festival. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.